I've got Tim and Chad here from the Whangaroa Fire Rugby League team. Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm good. So Tim's one of the players. Chad, you're the coach.
Correct.
Glad we could have you this morning. So from my perspective, at some point last year I was wondering, because I normally try to keep track of what's happening in all the different sports teams in town, and I was like, what's happening with the rugby? And then I heard about a rugby league team, and I was like, still, what's happening? How did that happen? So should we go straight to that? Like, where did the team come from? What happened?
The origins of the Whanganui Whai.
Yes.
Chair's the man to talk about that.
So a couple of years back, we were playing rugby union.
Yeah.
Raglan Rugby and Sports, we were actually quite a successful rugby union team, in my opinion.
Yeah.
2020, we made the grand final, played at Waikato Stadium, and the following year, we made the semi-finals.
Yep.
Although our team was quite successful in our division, there were a lot of complications. A lot of it was based around other teams in the competition pulling out.
Yeah.
In the 2021 season, we started the season with 6 teams, and by the end of it, there were only 4. So we found there was a bit of inconsistencies with the draw and the actual division being sustainable in the Waikato Rugby Union setup. Also, we were sort of struggling a bit to field numbers because the enthusiasm was sort of lost.
Yes.
When you prepare all year for a certain amount of games, play these games, and then people are defaulting and not turning up, it's quite...
Yeah, that's not what you're there for.
Exactly. It was quite deflating. So in the end, a few of our players naturally play rugby league as well.
Yeah.
And for many years, a lot of players from Raglan, Whangaroa, we've been travelling over the hill to Taniwharo, Tūranga, Waiwai, all the other bigger clubs based out in Hamilton.
Yeah.
A decision and a few ideas were floated amongst the senior playing group, and we thought to ourselves, why can't we provide a outlet or space for people to enjoy rugby league within Whangaroa or the Raglan community? A few decisions had to be made as individuals, whether or not we wanted to pursue that path. But once we basically had our core senior leadership group say, hey, let's look at moving into the space to provide a physical outlet, a place for our people out here to play sports and enjoy the camaraderie with one another in a different setting, but also a setting essentially that's probably more suited to us and our people.
Yeah.
As I said, a lot of us have played rugby league before, so it was only natural that we want to go back into that space.
Yeah.
We had a few different meetings and met with the Raglan Rugby and Sports Club board at an AGM, and a vote was put forward, and it basically won with a huge majority.
Okay.
And ever since then, we've basically started Whangaroa Whai Rugby League.
So was that near the start of last year?
Yes, correct. So
that's not a lot of time to prepare for a new season.
No, not exactly. yeah, you're right. We didn't have much time, but I think it's the desire and the will of the brothers or the playing group and the men or people involved in the club that's really been a driving force to bring us to where we are in this short space of time.
Yeah, yeah. So, did you need, like, were you able to just enter, or did you have to hook up with another club that could have kind of be...
Yes, so
parented in or something. I don't know what the word is, but
yep. So we had 2 options to bring in the Whangaroa League team. It was 1 to go in standalone, or 2 to come in as a reserve grade team under another club.
Yep.
Thankfully, our Taharo Steelers whānau, based down in Taharo on the coast, showed us love and support and brought us in and uffied us into the competition as the reserve grade team. They also gave us home games back here in Raglan, as well as a seat on the WRL board as a delegates
to vote
and have our say as a club. So, yeah, I should really want to thank Taharo for that and bringing us into the space that we're in.
Yeah, that seems like a pretty big deal. So, but I guess everyone's keen to like see the sport flourish. So,
definitely.
Yeah, yeah. So you became the coach, and you got some rugby league players, but you've got some rugby union players, and all I know about that is watching, like, when was it in the 80s and 90s when the All Blacks kept defecting to rugby league and watching them try and adjust, and some of them could and some of them couldn't. So how hard was it to get the boys over to playing proper rugby league?
We're still working on it.
Are we still working? Okay.
No, all things aside, the brothers have responded well.
Yeah.
Everyone's just rolling their sleeves up, doing their homework, learning the game, learning their position, and basically putting their best foot forward every week.
Yeah.
And for me, it's the effort and the person that really counts, and I can't really fault any of our playing group for the effort and trying to make that transition. I've played both sports a lot for years, and I always get penalised in either sport. Like, I'll hold the ball too long in rugby and get penalised thinking it's league, and they'll be like, oh, I meant to release, and vice versa. So get tackled in league, let the ball go thinking it's a ruck, and then all of a sudden another penalty. So if I can't get it right all the time, I'm not expecting our playing group to get it right.
So, Tim, you only had played rugby union up till this, point?
I was only a union player, eh? So I was only a union player, and I was, to be honest, I was when I heard that we're changing to league, I'm like, oh, man, that sucks because, you know, I'm an old guy and there's not much that I can offer a team. But what I can offer is, like, just this inherent understanding of the game. And now it's a different game. So
your
like,
experience is not the experience.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of intuitive view of it. But anyway, I was feeling a bit down about it initially. And then I came along to a practice after Chad was just like, come along. And I just came along to a practice and had a chat to Noel Barber, and he's like, bro, you should just come along and just have some fun. You know, this is what we're doing. And I'm like, oh, if you're into it, no, I'm into it. So I just started coming along and learning this new sport. And to be honest, there's quite a precedent for it, you know, in an old age, moving to league, chasing the money, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, I'm thinking Matthew Ridge, Mark Ellis, those.
That's a long time ago, isn't it? That's 20 years ago now.
Yeah.
Even I was young then. So what position were you playing in rugby union?
I was a bit of a centre and then a wing, and then traditionally I'm like a loose forward. But you know, wherever the coach wants to put me, I'll give it a go.
And so, where are you now in league?
Still the same, I think. I sort of move between the backs and the forwards, but centre. I've been playing centre in the second row, which is kind of like a loosey. I figure it's like that's about as close as I can get to a loose forward, I think.
Chad, can you give us a little bit of an analysis of how he's adapted?
Our brother Tim, he's actually adapted quite well. Yeah. Last year, in our first season, he was actually voted our player's player of the year.
No way.
Yes.
Is that why you wanted to come on the radio, Tim, so we could just drop that in?
I
think it is. So it wasn't as hard as you thought it might be in the end.
Oh, I keep on like reaching and placing the ball back behind me, you know, the support.
Because that's such a core movement for rugby union.
Yeah, and instead of after the tackle, instead of just, you know, in rugby, you just jump up to your feet and ready. If you do that in league, everyone yells at you, says, lie down again on the guy, Tim. And
you've got to slow him down a little bit.
Yeah.
So, and have you been like watching rugby league as well?
Yeah, I watch highlight reels, eh? I don't really watch sport much.
Okay.
But I've been watching highlight reels about how to tackle and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's just kind of like massive confrontational tackles, eh? Just like, boof.
So how was the body holding up?
Well, it's been kept together by the tape from Raglan Physio, to be honest. I think I'm their most valuable customer at the moment.
Yeah, because for people who don't know, Tim is on the other side of 40. So to be even playing at all seriously is... I don't know enough about rugby. Like, all I know is about what happens with the All Blacks, and there's certainly no 40-year-old All Blacks, that's for sure. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying my best and just kind of like... But it takes me to about Friday to be sort of ready again for Saturday.
Yeah. Chad, do you play at all?
I haven't played in the last 2 years. Yeah. I would love to be out there, but when I took on the role as coach, basically that's my sole...
Yeah, you got to focus.
I've got 35 fit men weekly ready to go out there and do the damage. Then, by all means, I plan to utilize.
Have you got that many?
We have on paper, around 35.
Wow. So, because I'd noticed the buzz. I've seen people wearing the merch, and I could. The other day, the last time you played in Raglan, I just came downtown for something, and I could hear the crowd cheering. And I know where the rugby ground is, and I was like, oh my god, that like, there's some big support, eh?
Oh, definitely. We've had a big, huge influx of support from our local community in whānau, which has been a big driving force for the Whangaroa Whai. It's just, like you say, good to have a bit of noise and atmosphere back in the community.
Actually, how much of it Do you feel that when you're on the field?
Oh, yeah. The crowd support is so immense. Like, even away games, there's like 300 people there at a game of league. No jokes.
Yeah.
It's like that, and all of the whānau comes out and supports, you know, like there's a sea of green everywhere we go. It's epic.
Are the other team noticing this? Other teams noticing this as well? Like,
oh, definitely. Yeah. I think a few of the other clubs out there have noticed the growth of Whangarō Whai and are a bit excited to play us.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So your first season, last season, I think, did you win like 2 games, was it? Something like
we
that?
We won 3 games.
Won
last
3 games?
Year.
And how long did it take to get that first win?
So in our first 3 games, we actually paid the 3 biggest clubs in Waikato.
Oh, okay, right.
Game 1 was against Tūranga Waiwai, game 2 was against Ngāra Wahia Panthers, and game 3 was against Tani Whareau out here. And when we played our first ever home game in league, we managed to come away with a 16-all draw.
Okay.
So not quite a win, but not a loss. But our first win would have been the following week when we went back down to Taharo to play Te Awamutu Firehawks.
Yeah. And was that, felt good?
Sorry?
That felt good.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. And I noticed, like, I noticed this season, I think you're winning more games. You probably won more. Have you won more games already? Or
yes, we have. We
you're not propping up the bottom of the table this year.
No. We're doing quite well this season. We're actually sitting in equal fourth.
Yeah.
Well, be fifth place with points differential. But
yeah,
look, we're sitting up in that top four bracket. We've got a goal to achieve, and we've got a lot of support behind us, so we look to use that to our best ability.
Yeah, and that doesn't just happen by accident, eh? Like, all through the summer summer off, there was 20, 25 guys turning up to practice, pre-season practice, all through January, February, March, you know? Like, this is like, people are into this, and people are putting their bodies into it, and all this pre-season training, both together as a team and actually individually getting in condition. It's like you can. There's a buzz.
Yeah. That's what I'm picking up.
Yeah.
For sure. And you had. I mean, last week you played the top team, didn't you? That was
Tani Whareau last week. Yeah. That was pretty. We got whooped by them, 44-4. And you know that was a hard loss because we had just come off the back of 3 big wins, and we were like, yeah, we're going to turn up and we're going to play. And they were a real well executed team, and scored 4 tries in the first 30 minutes. You know, playing against a team in which they score 4 tries in the first 30 minutes is pretty depressing and can get real down. And we just had this regathering time at halftime, and we just dug deep, and continue to play our fullest, you know, to our highest level. The last 30 minutes compared to the first 30 minutes, the last 30 minutes we had 1 try apiece. You know, we're a team of character and depth.
Yeah.
And these guys are, you know, this is going to be my last season pretty much, but these guys are going to take this team to where it, you know, to places.
That's all you can ask. Like, as a coach, eh? Like they started off getting hammered, and by the end of the game they'd change things. Like, that's what you want, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That effort and growth,
like
just being able to identify certain aspects, whether it's in the game or throughout the season, and basically use that aspect to, you know, flip the coin or create momentum back in our favour.
Yeah.
Just do the little things, and as we progress and grow stronger, or send our maunga, we like to call it, we'll slowly get better.
So, Chad, what's your background? Have you coached league before?
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
I've had a bit of coaching experience back down in the Hawke's Bay with Bridge Par Rugby League. Was actually blessed to be able to be a part of the foundation of that rugby league club down in the Hawke's Bay. It started back in 2009 and it's still going to this day. I was blessed to coach Premier Rugby League from 2016 to 2019. In that space, we won 2 grand finals. And then once I moved back to Whangarō back home in 2020, obviously went back to playing rugby union because that's what there was for the rugby sports club.
Yeah. And can we talk about the merch? Because I see the merch around town. You're wearing a jersey and a woolly hat.
Yep.
And what else can people get?
Oh, yeah, we've got hoodies, we've got polo shirts, we've got training jackets, gear bags, you name it, we've got it.
Caps. I've got myself a cap coming.
Caps.
You've got a cap, what, especially just for you?
No, for whoever wants it.
For whoever wants
it. Yeah.
So, folks, if you've seen the kind of bright green outfits appearing around town, that's what, and didn't know what it was, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's the Whangaroa Fire Rugby League supporters gear.
Correct.
And you had to get a jersey designed. And did you have the jerseys ready to go for the first game? Because like I used to do this with my kids' sport, and it's like it has to be made overseas and like.
Yeah, so last year we basically, because it was happening rather quick, we basically went along the same similar designs as the conventional rugby jerseys.
Yeah.
This year, now that the Whangaroa Fire, the identity is built and out there and we're playing, we actually had a new jersey designed for us specially this year.
Right, we've got one here in the studio, folks. It looks good, eh? Like, it really looks good. Yeah.
Couple of key things about our jersey. One, you'll see on the left chest is the Whangaroa Fire Rugby League emblem, which represents the sport we play and where we are today. And on the right chest, you have the Raglan Rugby and Sports Club.
Yes.
That's our whakapapa history. As you see in the sports club, it has the maunga, kariwi, it has Whangaroa Moana.
Yeah.
We are still basically one and the same.
Yep.
Under the Raglan Rugby and Sports, we're just a code of rugby league operating.
Yeah.
And my goal or ambition is as a rugby and sports club, why can't we have rugby league, touch, netball, soccer, cricket? Let's build a sports club where we have all these platforms for people in Raglan to participate in a fun, active environment, you know, fit, healthy, spending time with others.
Yeah, yeah. And it starts with the kids. And you've got some kids team this season for the first time.
Correct.
Is it the first time? Am I right about that?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, we've got 4 junior rugby league teams in the season this year for the first time.
Yeah.
As well as our Whangaroa Fire Wahine team.
Yes, and they had a first game this weekend, didn't they? Or on Friday, was it?
Correct. They had a preseason game on Friday evening against Hamilton City Tigers.
How'd they go?
They done well. Maximum effort to the end. Yep. Proud of our ladies for putting their hand up there and going out and representing our town.
So this is for a lot of them their first rugby league game as well?
Definitely.
Yeah. So they're going to go on the same journey that you guys have gone on this season.
Exactly. Yeah. A lot of people have just been taken in by the whole atmosphere of the sport and just wanting to give something new a go, and they've put their hands up and they've come along and put in the hard work, and now they're out there being rugby league players.
That's really cool. Is it so that for the kids, like, are they small-sided games, like smaller numbers in the teams?
Yes, correct. Yeah,
kind of like 7 or something like
that. Yeah, I think it's like 8-9.
Okay.
On the field.
Yeah, and the women's team, is that full 13?
Full 13, full field. Okay. 8 minutes.
I was thinking, like, going from rugby union to league, there's like 2 less players, might be easier to get a team on the field. But you said you've got 35 in the wider squad. So, how do you get everyone on? Well, you can't get everyone on the field. How do you handle that? Like, what's the story?
To be honest, that's probably the hardest part of being a coach.
Yeah.
When you have 35 men putting in max effort, pouring their heart and putting their hand up, you've got to come game day, you've got to cull the team back down to a 17 or 18.
Yeah.
So that's something I definitely don't look forward to.
Mm.
What's probably made my job a little bit easier in that regard is we've had quite a few injuries. So sometimes I'm trying to chase players more than I'm trying to take players out of that playing sheet. So, yeah, it does have its ups and downs.
Yeah, for sure. So you've got, like, getting a new team together, like you've had to buy new jerseys and all that sort of stuff. I know you guys have had some sponsors helping you guys out as well.
Yeah, we've had some in the community come forward and put their hands up and get in behind us. You know, special mention to Top Cut Butchery, Prime's supporter, Aroha Sushi, Raglan Physio, and the team down at Raglan Medical keep us together and keep us prepared, or get us back together, really.
Yeah, I can see the real purpose for them.
Yeah, CHT Development and Mathers Builders are also in behind us, and Poihakina Marae. And also, I want to, you know, special mention to Pihama Whānau with the gifting of the haka that we bring every week.
Yeah.
And Simon Tefiddle with the logo, you know, like it's that kind of it's that sort of like behind the scenes support that actually just adds so much kind of mana to our team. It's like we're not out there just representing ourselves, we're representing the community, we're representing this town, the moana and the maunga, and just the kind of, yeah, the everything that is Whangaroa.
And a question I didn't ask was the team name, Whangaroa Whai, like how did you, what was the process to get to that?
So yeah, basically once the concept had got across the line at the AGM and it was time to start putting names to the teams, jerseys, all these different aspects to creating a new team, we had a meeting in our changing room amongst all our playing group brothers, and we identified one Whangaroa being the local area,
yeah,
and Whai being the kaitiaki in the harbour, or the stingray.
Yeah.
So we found it appropriate for us to basically take on that mana and use that to our advantage to build a successful future for our club and for our people.
Yeah, yeah.
It's even in our haka, eh? The Whai barb. Pretty epic, you know?
Okay. So this Saturday there's a game. Because you've been away for like 4 weeks or something, I noticed.
Yes, we had 3 weeks on the road. Back home this Saturday.
Yeah.
1 p.m. for all our local whānau. If you want to come down and watch a bit of rugby league, you're more than welcome.
And who's the opposition?
Hamilton Hornets, eh?
Yeah.
Hamilton Hornets.
It's going to be an epic game.
I haven't checked the league table. I don't know where they're standing. How are you feeling about this?
Nervous. And for me, every game, I like to see it as our last game. So if you basically get that opportunity, you just got to pour your heart in for that 80 minutes, play like it's your last.
Yeah, yeah. And Tim, what are you working on at the moment as a player? Like, what are you going to be thinking about coming into the game that you want to improve on?
Man, I just want to have fun, honestly. Like, that's my whole reason of doing it, is just to have fun and just...
Score tries, eat them.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a try or two.
Have you not had one yet?
I've had one. Okay. Just confidence and position. I'm still learning, and people being so patient with me. But just confidence in doing exactly what I need to do in that position is what I'm working on.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, folks. We've been talking to Tim, who's a player, and Chad, who's the coach of the new Whangaroa Whai rugby league team. And what are we going to do with the jersey?
We need you to give us an up the Whai actually before we go.
All right, like up the Whai.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, that's been recorded now, so I'm going to have to listen to it again.
Just lastly, I wanted to touch on the jersey and probably the biggest inspiration for our brothers this season. You'll see on the left, there's a black armband of all our playing jerseys. We actually lost one of our players at the back end of last year. He played the most games for the Raglan Rugby and Sports Club in the modern era amongst us. Basically this season, our club just want to do it for our brother Thomas. I just want to acknowledge his whānau, Auntie Maureen, his children, and just to tell them we love them and miss them. And we hopefully can bring back a trophy to Whangaroa for our brother and for our community.
Yeah, and so that's, folks, if you see the jersey up close, you'll see on the left sleeve, there's a black band coming around, so that's for Thomas. Yeah. All right, guys, thanks heaps for coming in, and thanks for that, Chad. Appreciate it. And get on down to the game, 1 o'clock Saturday?
Yep.
At the rugby ground. Yeah, awesome. Mm-hmm.